get power, get wisdom as you listen to the sound and undiluted word of God. Come and hear His voice is a radio program brought to you from the altar of Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship. Happy listening.
You can provoke blessings. People want to sit down and enjoy without doing anything. If you are doing nothing, you will gain nothing. Hallelujah. One time we went out and we were sharing voices from Zion Bulletin for people to read the word of God. And someone asked me, he said, instead of you to be sharing money, you are sharing, hallelujah, you are sharing paper. I said, it's word of God. He said, give us money. So I asked him, I said, if I give you money, you will collect it. He said, yes now. I said, what you should not collect on transit is what we are looking for. He was dumbfounded, doesn't know what to say. So I asked him, what job are you doing? He told me. I said, how do you learn it? He told me, said, is it not by word your boss taught you? He said, yes. Say, go and learn how to be out of battle through this word of God. Hallelujah. Those of us that are graduates here, or those of us that are still in school, when you get to the lecture room, did your lecturer keep mute? Amen. Without the word. Yeah. So we need to fight and win. If your life, if you're having issues, don't sleep over it. Don't sleep over it. Fight and win. Fight and win. Don't sleep over trouble. Amen. Hallelujah. I decree over your life today, it shall be well with you. It shall be well with you. Everything that concerns you will be speaking good. Favor will answer for you in the name of Jesus. Now, honor your parents. Third one, honor your parents. Genesis 27, 18 to 29. I will read few verses from this. For I know him that will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken to him. Now listen. There are blessings in honoring one's parent, giving to them, doing those things they will do when they are no more. Watch out. No one should lay hands upon his parents when praying for them. You may be anointed, but your parents deserve your honor. Now, Bible told us of Abraham that he commanded his children after him to love the Lord, to do those things God has commanded him. You are from a good Christian home where you serve the Lord. It's in the Bible that children, you know, honor your parents. Honor your father and your mother. It is the first commandment. Hallelujah. Amen. So we must honor our parents. Except, in fact, no exception. We have people that have had rough time with their parents. In this generation, we have father that does not care. We have mothers that are not there. And there are people that have lost their biological parents. But you see, somebody must fill in that gap. Someone must fill in that gap. Amen. Hallelujah. May the Lord visit you all in Jesus' name. Because there are blessings that must be proclaimed on you. Somebody might say, I'm orphan, I don't know my mom, I don't know my dad. But somebody took care of you. That's your parents. Somebody might say, I ran away from home. My father is a cultist. He will kill me if I stay there. Somebody must fill in the gap. Someone must fill in the gap. Amen. The Lord will favor you in the name of Jesus. Amen. There are so much blessing in honoring one's parent, given to them. Doing those things that they will do when they are no more. Watch out. No one should lay hands upon his parent. And to our dearly pastors, no matter the anointing on you, don't lay hands on your parent to impart them. Eh? It's dishonoring. There may be no love against that, but it's dishonoring. Amen. Is there any honor in it? No honor. It's dishonoring. Hallelujah. You mean your biological father knelt down before you and you lay hands on him? It is not right. Hallelujah. Bible says, whoso curseth his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. How will you do that? How will you curse your parents? Because the blessings of God cannot cancel parental curses. If your parents, out of anger, out of annoyance, lay curses on you, it is dangerous. But there are great people today that they always refer to their mom. That my mother said it shall be well with me. My mother said this, my father said this, and it is speaking in their life. For good. Amen. Amen. I declare all the parental blessing on you that the devil has not allowed to speak loud. From today, they shall begin to speak. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You can pay back all the money your parents spent on you since childhood. But how will you pay for the mutual things, for breastfeeding? How will you pay for the sleepless nights they suffered because of you? And all kinds of things you put them through when you are growing up. Some of us are stubborn. When we are growing up, you put them through a lot. Amen. Amen. How will you pay for that? You pay. Our parents must be held in high esteem. You may be more educated than them, but you cannot be more experienced than them. You may have clothes than them, but you cannot have more used clothes than them. You know, there's something I heard, that there's an artist that wore a clothes one day. Are you getting me? They don't wash his clothes once. Amen. Hallelujah. All kind of things are happening these days. I think that's a life of waste. Yes. Hallelujah. The Lord will visit you all in the name of Jesus. Pray, if there's any issue in between you and parents, God will settle it this week. Almighty God shall settle it this week. Amen. And I had a testimony this week. This young man is 40 years and the parent has been separated for more than 25 years. And he prayed them back together. Hallelujah. He prayed both the father and the mother back together. Hallelujah. So, whatever is the issue in your family, that everyone is going separate ways, God will bring your home back in the name of Jesus. Amen. So if you can step out and call on God on behalf of your spouse, on behalf of your siblings, there will be changes, positive changes. If you have found light, you have found Christ in your family. Pray that others also find him. Amen. Pray. Don't feel like, I mean, one of my brother, oh Lord, wonderful brother. Amen. I prayed. Today is Baborioke. Amen. Hallelujah. I prayed until he found Christ. I prayed and he found Christ. You can pray your family to Christ. In my family, we have two pastors. Hallelujah. I can pray them to Christ. Don't just open your eyes and then things are happening. Anything you do for your parents goes a long way to bring blessing or curses into your life. Let me tell you, some parents may not get it. Our parents are not in position to make a choice for us. But they are in position to bless our life. Walk with them with wisdom. May the Lord grant you that wisdom in the name of Jesus.
You are still listening to Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by High Yonamite Zion Christian Fellowship.
So, procure blessings from your parents, will you? If you are 40 years and you are still eating from your parents' purse, it's not speaking well of you. It's not. It's not. You need God to help you. Finally, here in this stage, give all. Give all. We are talking about unstoppable blessings and how to provoke it, how to activate it. Give all. When God has answered your prayer, give all he has given to you back to him for him to bless you more. That was the word said in Proverbs 3, 9 to 10. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. There are assemblies where they practice first fruit, giving all at a time to God. Hallelujah. You know, there are some kind of amount of money you will give, and then you become light. Amen. You become light. You become as if you don't have anything again. Hallelujah. Amen. Once you do that, expect God's abundance blessing. In the name of Jesus, you shall not remain small. Amen. So learn to give all, maybe once or twice a year. The reason why people do not enjoy the best of God or the best of God in their job is that they ate their first salary. You pray for 1 year, you got a good job. Why not eat? Give God one whole month's salary. Amen. Nobody may ask of it, but you intentionally give it. No man or God ask of it. Intentionally give it. We had a training one time, and all the money we got out of that training, the Lord said to me, bring it. And I gave it all. I gave it all. Amen. Amen. Give all. Give all to God. Giving all, you have gotten on the altar of prayer to God, will procure blessings for you. Unstoppable blessing. Once you cannot stop, withdraw yourself from giving, people of God, you cannot also withdraw yourself from receiving from God. Nothing can stop it. If you can give, you will also receive. Hallelujah. I kept on saying this, and I will say it forever. Those who know the blessing in giving, those that understood the mystery of giving, you can't stop them from giving. They will keep giving. Hallelujah. And if anybody has missed it, may you find light again in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, how do we eradicate curses? You can eradicate curses from your life if you can cry to God for mercy and spiritual eye opening. So that you will know where you have missed it. Obey the steps given on now to procure blessing. Then you will see positive changes in your life. It happened in the Bible, in the book of Chronicles. When Satan moved David to number Israel and curses came, people were dying. Through sacrifice, God had mercy. Some certain things are happening in your life. If you can rear altar of sacrifice to God, blessing will cancel the curses. Hallelujah. Almighty God will bless you today. Amen. You are aiming higher. Amen. You want to climb up, but it is the blessing of God that can take you there. Amen. Amen. You will get there. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. In this fellowship, the blessing of God resides in our midst. I can tell you that for sure. God is here. He's speaking in every life. Each time we go out to do the work of God, what are we looking for? Blessing. Amen. Amen. Going on radio, what are we looking for? Blessings. Going online, what are we looking for? Blessings. We are going out to all those places with the message of the Lord. There are things you can't hear anywhere else. You can only hear it here. Amen. May the Lord visit you in the name of Jesus. May the Lord favor you in the name of Jesus. You are not serving God for vain. There are things your power cannot, you don't have ability to do it. But when the blessings come, strength will come. Amen. Unstoppable blessing also represents unstoppable progress. Unstoppable enlargement. Unstoppable favor. Unstoppable promotion. Hallelujah. Unstoppable health. Unstoppable glory. We stay in the midst of blessing by serving the Lord continuously. Amen. We are not of the world that they need to renew anything. We stay in the midst of blessing. As long as we are serving God, we stay there. We remain there. Amen. If anyone is under any kind of health situation, that your health situation will not go worse. Amen. It will not go worse. Amen. You know, one time I want to go out for evangelism and I am weak. I was weak that day. My body was not in shape. As I went, he healed me. He healed me. We had training. We had students want to train that day, and then my body was like, don't go. Everything was reading, don't go. I felt like sleeping. I enforced myself. I went. That day, we closed late. And I returned. We have 8 new people that joined, and they graduated. It's new. Hallelujah. What if I have sat down at home and I didn't go? If it is the work of God, whenever your body is saying don't go, that is when you should go. Now someone said, I think a man of God said that, pray when you feel like praying. Pray when you don't feel like praying. Pray until you feel like praying. Pray. Unstoppable blessing. The blessing that is proclaimed upon you in Zion are powerful and unstoppable. They make way for you where seems to be no way. Let's see the book of Psalm 128, verse 5 again. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Amen. You see, this blessing can organize people to come for your rescue. They pray in that fellowship for Peter. Peter was released by an angelic intervention. Hallelujah. When the man of God said, "It shall be well with you," receive it with all your heart. Amen. God even told Moses, on this one, in the book of Numbers, says, "You shall bless the children of Israelite. It shall be well with you. May God lift his countenance on you. May he bless you and keep you." Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That blessing works for you even when things are working against others. Yes. That blessing from out of Zion empower you to do well and organize how you will receive blessing from outside Zion. The nation you belong may be cursed. The family you came from may be under curses, but God's blessing in Zion makes you a blessed entity. And your experience will be different from theirs. Zion is referred to as church or God's people gathering. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion. And thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all thy days. Let's rise up on our feet. And I want you to be saying amen as I release this blessing on you. In the name of Jesus, you will not suffer untimely deaths. Every parent here, you will not bury your children. Every wayward children, they are returning back to their senses. In the name of Jesus. From this Zion, I bless your financial life. You will not go down anymore. May God bless you beyond your imagination.
That was Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship. For counseling and prayer, please call or send WhatsApp messages to 0702-619-2505. 0702-619-2505. Website www.ionimitezion.org. Fellowship with us every Saturday, 10:30 a.m. Fridays, 4 p.m. Join us same time next week. Remain blessed.
To join our live broadcast, visit our website www.ionimitezion.org or download the Ionimite Zion app.